Jesse Trevino is one of San Antonio's greatest artists. His photorealistic paintings of everyday people on the West Side are incredible by almost any metric. But what may be more incredible is that Trevino's right arm, the one he first painted with, was destroyed when he served in the Vietnam War. That blast might also have destroyed Trevino's dreams, until he decided to relearn everything he knew and reinvent himself as an artist. TPR's Jack Morgan begins Trevino's story in 1960s New York City.
In 1966, young Jesse Trevino lived in Greenwich Village, in a time when the village seemed the epicenter for so much change in the world of art and music.
Bob Dylan, all coffee shops were there. It was incredible.
Once upon a time, it'd be so fine. He sketched tourists for money and attended the art school of his dreams.
Jackson Pollock was there. George O'Keefe.
But life had other plans for him, starting with a draft notice from the Army. Trevino wasn't even a U.S. citizen, and he didn't even have to fight. Anthony Head wrote Spirit, the Life and Art of Jesse Trevino.
Because he was born in Mexico, he actually could just simply repatriate himself to Mexico and not have to fight in that war.
Trevino says that was something he never considered. He was ready to serve.
I come from a family that, out of my 9 brothers, 8 of them served in the military.
After basic training, Trevino was sent to Vietnam. He patrolled the rice paddies south of Saigon on foot, trying to draw out enemy snipers. One day, a single step changed everything. Trevino triggered a booby trap.
And there were several explosions, and the one that hit me, it must have catapulted me about 50 feet. Boom. And I fell face down in the mud. As I looked out, I could see the water was like a real dark red.
Trevino's painting arm felt like it was on fire, and his right leg was folded unnaturally over his left, an artery severed. A medic quickly arrived, tied off his bleeding leg, and injected morphine to ease the pain.
You know how people say, oh, my whole life passed in front of me. Well, when I was laying there, and I guess thinking about art.
As he lay in the mud, he had a revelation.
All of a sudden, I started thinking, wait a minute, man, if I had another chance, I'd know exactly what I would be painting. My mom, my brothers, my friends.
As these thoughts raced through him, the medics kept him alive and got him to a field hospital. Trevino was eventually sent to a military hospital in Japan, then weeks later was moved to Fort Sam Houston in San Antonio.
I couldn't walk for a whole year.
Even worse, repeated surgeries couldn't save his painting arm, and it had to be amputated.
At first, he didn't want to talk. He was very saddened because of his loss of his arm.
Armando Albaran, a fellow patient, understood what Trevino felt. He lost both his legs in Vietnam from a Claymore mine blast. Like Trevino, he barely survived his injury. But unlike him, Albaran relied on his sense of humor to help him recover. He played practical jokes and tried to get everyone to smile.
That's just the kind of guy he was. He's a really cool guy.
Albaran tried to penetrate Trevino's sadness, but he wasn't getting anywhere. Then he arranged for an easel, paints, and brushes to appear in the occupational therapy area. He urged Trevino to paint, but he refused.
No. I can't do that anymore. I can't do that, Armando.
Albaran figured he was on the right track, though, and kept pushing.
I said, look, I'll be your model. You can paint me.
Trevino finally agreed to try. Albaran wore his uniform, and Trevino began to paint. It wasn't great, but it was a big victory. Trevino biographer Anthony Head.
He soon learned that his talent was in his head. All he needed to do was convince his left hand to do what his mind was telling him, and he never stopped after then.
Trevino moved out of the hospital and enrolled in college, taking art classes to train his remaining arm. At home, he painted a sheetrock wall and called it Mi Vida, My Life.
It shows a picture of a woman dead center, as well as his purple heart.
His car, a beer, a pain pill, his mother's sweetbread, the elements of his life, and a ghostly image of him as a soldier.
And the soldier looks like a phantom, and that is something that Jesse lived with the rest of his life as a veteran, is the phantom pain that he was feeling physically, but also mentally and emotionally.
Trevino eventually sold that house, but the woman who bought it had the entire wall removed and saved. That painting is now touring the country in the Smithsonian Museum's exhibit on Vietnam War art.
That was probably one of the most important pieces of all the pieces I've ever done.
Trevino got back to work producing photorealistic paintings of people from the West Side. They impressed both critics and art collectors. Then Trevino began to work in tile. He produced several tile murals that give downtown San Antonio a distinctly Trevino style, but one stands far taller than all the rest.
The greatest one that everyone knows about is the nine-story Spirit of Healing on the side of Children's Hospital.
If you're driving west on I-10 downtown, you can't possibly miss the massive tile mural by Milam Park. Spirit of Healing shows an angel looking over the shoulder of a young boy holding a dove. That boy was Trevino's son, Jesse Jr. Trevino says the mural has a message.
And that message is that we need to pay more attention to directing and guiding our children in everything they do.
And there's another subtle detail. If you look closely at the angel's wings.
He made that angel with a broken wing, and that was his little way of saying, I'm here too.
UTSA Associate Art Professor Ricky Armendariz says Trevino's chronicling of South Texas life so well and for so long elevates his work.
That's why he's an American treasure. Not just a Latino treasure, like an American treasure.
Trevino is now 73. The artist has had his share of health issues recently, but retirement is not in his mind.
He has projects for another two or three lifetimes that he's serious about.
As he continues to work, it's clear that his legacy is something that matters to him.
You know, Jack, once I'm gone, what really counts is what I left behind.
And what he's left behind already is a lot. I'm Jack Morgan in San Antonio.